Declaring to-do list bankruptcy. To-do lists are helpful to a certain point. A to-do list is handy for capturing action items that come our way. Keeping a to-do list nearby creates a gap between the requests people make and the next action we take. Quote, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. Man's Search for Meaning by Dr. Viktor Frankl. When a request comes our way, we capture it on our to-do list and return to what we were focusing on. By putting something on a to-do list, we tell ourselves, this thing will eventually get done, but now is not the right time. Quote, the things which are most important don't always scream the loudest. Bob Hawke. However, to-do lists have a dark side. They get long and overwhelming. Eventually, our to-do lists become a dense array of activities. In an attempt to get our list back to a manageable state, we frantically do one activity after another and lose sight of the results that we actually want, the results that actually matter. At this point, you could step back, analyze each item on your to-do list, and prioritize it. But I have a different idea. Declare to-do list bankruptcy. By allowing ourselves to let go of our current to-do list, we have an opportunity to create a meaningful to-do list. And if you're willing to give this a shot, bring out a piece of paper and answer the questions I've listed below. Simply write down whatever comes to mind. If nothing comes to mind, write down something stupid or obvious and continue on to the next question. Here we go. Step one, adjust your mindset. Pretend that everything you need to do is optional. There will be consequences for failing to do certain things, but the choice to accept those consequences is yours. Be grateful for the things you've already accomplished and learn to see each new thing as a bonus to your life. With this new mindset, you stop thinking, I should do this, I need to do this, and you start thinking, I have the opportunity to do this, or I want to do this. This perspective change allows you to see more opportunities and options when answering the questions listed below. Step two, list. Think commitments. What appointments do I have today? What do I need to prepare for this week? What long-term results am I committed to? Think opportunities. What recent results can I build upon? What result, if achieved, would accelerate my progress today? Who do I need to contact to make these results happen? Think threats. What issues are outstanding or unresolved? What issues, if not resolved, will slow down my progress today? And who do I need to contact in order to address these issues? Step three, which items have similar end results or outcomes? Merge these items together. Looking down your list, you're going to find a few items that eventually lead to the same thing, maybe that day or maybe that week. Say you have two items that can lead to a similar result. Instead of leaving both of those items on the list, see if you can merge those items together to get a hybrid option. Quote, see if you can cobble together a perfect 10 option that combines the best features of multiple alternatives. Decisive by Chip and Dan Heath. Combination question number two, what items can I batch together and complete at the same time? Group these items together. So examples could be items you can do at your computer, so admin work, items you can do at your desk, phone calls you need to make, errands you need to run outside of work. Step number four, eliminate. Ask yourself, if I had a schedule conflict and was only able to do half of the items on this list, which items would I defer to tomorrow? So cross out half the items that are deemed non-essential at this point in time. Once you've crossed those items out, you're left with 50% of the items not crossed out. Now, of those 50% of items, cross out an additional half. In the end, you will have 25% of your original list not crossed out. Now, step five, prioritize. For each item not crossed out, ask, what effect will completing this item have on my life or on the lives of others? The way I choose to rank items is I make a line next to each item on the right side of each item. The length of the line is a relative measurement of the impact that completing that item will have on my life or the lives of others. I usually start out by finding the least significant item on my list. I make a small dash for that item, then I go up and down the remaining items and create lines next to each item that are relative to that least significant item. So maybe thinking, why this complicated line system? I have found that putting simply numbers, ranking out of 1 to 10, isn't as helpful because I'm prone to just put 10 next to multiple significant items. But with lines, I can make one line just a little bit longer than another. Okay, so those are the five steps you need to go through, the five types of questions you need to ask yourself. To review, adjust your mindset. Ask, what are a few things I can be grateful for that I've already accomplished? Then create a list of your commitments, opportunities, and threats. Next, combine items that have similar results and combine items that you can batch together, do in the same context. Then eliminate. Get down to 25% of your original list. Then prioritize based on the impact those items will have on your life or the lives of others. Okay, so now we have a list of outcomes and issues that we can focus on. The list has been merged, trimmed, and prioritized. The most important item, the item we should focus on next, has the longest line next to it. Seeing a list of outcomes, issues, and batches is more digestible. This list is meaningful because we've taken a proactive approach to it. The new to-do list is meaningful for another reason. There's a phenomenon in behavioral psychology called the availability heuristic. The availability heuristic states that the more ideas we are able to generate, the more important we interpret the subject matter to be. The brain is effectively saying, if I am able to come up with all these ideas, then I must have experience in this area, and therefore, it must be important. Translation? Well, when we regenerate a to-do list by going through the steps listed above, the list will automatically seem more important to us, even if it isn't the perfect list. So I include this to know that you may have a list that you're not completely proud of. That's okay. It's still going to be very useful and very meaningful. And prevent falling back into the to-do list activity trap. We must continually ask ourselves throughout the day the following question when adding new items to our list. Is this the best use of my time? Quote, if it's not a clear yes, then it's a clear no. Essentialism. By Greg McKeown. Asking this question, is this the best use of my time, stops us from simply accepting every action item that comes our way. In order for you to take on another task, it needs to be more important at that given time than all other items on your list. With this mindset, we instinctively learn to push back or delegate tasks that come our way. Remember, it's okay to throw out your to-do list and start over again. Starting over helps you escape the endless activities of a long to-do list and allows you to refocus on what really matters, what you really want to achieve. Thank you for listening. Now, if you want to download a PDF checklist of what we talked about, go to the post and at the bottom of the page, there's a link for a free checklist PDF. Thank you.